And Alan lived in on our place and grew up there in our yard. Alan was very light and had blue eyes. And the niggers were crazy about him. He identified completely with the niggers. He talked, he had a certain vernacular. He would say, "Willem," you know, rather than "yes, ma'am," "Willem." And I hadn't heard that in my, and he brought that in with him. He had certain expressions, but he was a jolly, well-adjusted person who identified completely with the niggers, and they were all, they didn't feel a thing. Now, if he had been maladjusted and had problems and hang-ups, then they would have kept him at a distance. Whites had no feeling toward him, you know. But there I have seen mulattoes who were conscious of the fact that they had white blood and all, and they were neither black nor white. Very tragic figures, really. Mm-hmm. Now, interesting enough, I grew up in a community where there was a good bit of misbehavior like that, a certain amount of it. And those people, just like in Faulkner, on the QT, would identify with that white people. Now, Alan took the name of his white father, by the way. He was Alan.
That's right.
And
the term, a lot of, is it more descriptive in a scientific way, and then high yards?
That's more or less a facetious way of referring to it. You say, we would say it there, mulatto. And of course, we didn't say mulatto when I grew up. It was mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
This sort of M apostrophe idea.
So the mulatto. And with the high L be a white or black term, or both?
Both.
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 And it was, as you say, facetious,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily condescending.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fascinating.
Now we had gradations of color. Ginger cake. Was not the cool black nigger. You say, what kind of bread? That's sort of a ginger cake nigger. That was a bronzy, a little bit lighter, a little bit darker than mulatto.
Mm-hmm.
And we had various terms that we could use, and it would just I know exactly the type of nigger you're talking about.
I see. The terms for relatives, both black and white, could there be terms?
Like what,
ma'am? Kinfolks.
Well, that would be the, you know, just a common term. And people would say kin, you know, just like the same thing we use today.
And would that be true black
and white? Yeah. Kinfolks. And oddly enough, the niggers frequently, they say niece. I mean, if a nigger comes to me says niece, I'll say, what age is he? They've always referred to a niece as a bad boy. And a nigger as a girl. Or very mostly a niece as a boy. You know, I can't remember too many instances where the nephew was a girl. But I said, what kin is he? He's my niece. Niece was always a... Any reason for that? Well, that's that same switch around that they frequently did. I don't know. I don't understand that.
There's something to do with the code, effort to create a code language.
Well, yes. It's strange that they would go to just the reverse. You know, isn't it?
And in some cases, like the Beckerwood and the Hubbard Grass.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I
wish I had time for you to I would call one of our niggers in and see what they all gone now, I think.
I've never heard the niece and nephew.
Mm-hmm.
How about the aunt and uncle? Are they?
Yes, they use aunt. Auntie. Auntie. Now they've gotten real proper and they say aunt, you know, auntie and sort of thing. Very pretentious. They've gone into the aunt and. That's recent. That's an affectation on their part.
Whites don't use aunt.
No. Not really. Mm-mm. There's some that.